Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Victoria's Way of Life. I am your host, Georgette Mayberry. How's everyone doing today? Thank you for joining the broadcast and for the ones that will be joining in later. Today, I wanted to do a little brush up on the topic that this particular topic I've talked about in a couple of episodes. And the topic is family business. Family dash business. Let me make that clear. And the subtitle is Know the Difference. This is pertaining to business because I see this a lot. And then I'm particularly going through something now that people just think that they don't know how to separate the two, put it that way. And so I just wanted to talk briefly about it again to remind people, family and business. Let me say a quick word of prayer. Lord, I'm just asking, Lord, Father God, touch the minds of the people, Father God, that they know how to separate the two, family and business. Father God, give them the strength, Father God. Give them new ideas, Father God. Send the right people to them for their business, Father God, whether it's family working together in it, Father God. I'm asking, Lord, that your hand be upon their businesses, their minds, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, and help them to go forward. And if any confusion, Father God, I ask, Lord, that you destroy it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In your name. So family and business, it should be really separated. Because a lot of times people, they don't know how to separate the two, or either they know how to separate the two, but they don't want to separate the two. Sometimes family can work together in business. They can do everything together. They don't have no issues except for maybe paperwork or money or just whatever problems come up, like in within a business, whether, for example, if it's a retail store, whatever issues that come up in the store. That's an example. You may not have where the arguments or things like that. But it's always good to separate the two because in the long run, sometimes issues will come up and you don't have no paperwork. And when I say paperwork, have your contracts, your job descriptions, have your papers, and have y'all all sign it. Y'all come to agreement. You know, this is what it is. We're going into business. Usually when you have, when you get into certain businesses, usually people do, they go to lawyers and draw papers or they do it themselves and get it notarized and everybody has a signature. When you're doing family, and business together, be very, very careful. Make sure that you have paperwork. Because if any discrepancy comes, whether if one person passed away or whether y'all didn't get along and y'all want to dissolve the business, you have things in writing. So make sure that you have what you want in your contract and that y'all both come to agreement, you know, of what y'all want. I give you an example of you know, separating family from business. For years, I have did for family businesses. Some I did for free. Some I charged. And, you know, after a while, you know, I became really tired. Then certain things started happening, you know, with the family, within the family. I started seeing, noticing things, and I was like, no, I can't do this. This is not going to work. I personally didn't have anything on paper, contracts, or anything for certain family members because I didn't need it. There's certain people that you can work for, and you just don't need anything. You know, if it's something basic, you know, you don't even have to go through that. But I'm telling you, for some businesses that I did do, and even today, you know, people expect you to stay on the family level when you are doing business. Now, I had some people that came to me and asked me, they wanted me to come on, you know, with their business, and can I help them, you know, because there's a lot of things that I'm good at when it comes to business with administration. So, you know, I agreed to it. But the problem is that they don't know how to separate the family part with business. See, we can be family, but then now that we enter into on the business side, that family got to be put on the side, on the back burner, because we are strictly doing business. Family don't matter. So now they don't want to separate the two. They want only family. Because your family, things should be free. It doesn't work that way. Unless you're doing services that is free. Okay. So now they expect in business everything to be free for them. So how do you separate the two? First of all, in the beginning, that's why I said have stuff on paper or make it plain. If you're not going to do papers, which I really suggest that you get all your contracts and your job description, everything, and your agreement together and signed. With the business part, separating the two, you have to do it in the beginning. The first thing when you approach, when you're talking about it, make it plain. Make it plain of what you want. This, that, and the other. This is what I'm going to do, that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Make it plain. If you do not make it plain, there's going to be some issues, like I said, along down the road. Plain. Because it can be very messy when you're dealing with family and business. And so that's one of the issues that I'm going through now is, you know, at first in the beginning, you know, they said, you know, I'll pay you, which is no issue because they didn't want to do it. So now, you know, because they still got that in mind with the family. They easing in the little stuff that needs to be done for the business, but they easing in because if I ask for something, a payment, and tell you how much I'm charging, then you have an issue with it. It should be no issues. You should not be expecting things for free. That's why you have to separate the two, family from business, family from business. Separate the two. Separate the two. Because people are not going to want to pay you. They're going to still expect you, oh, well, you family. You know, we in this business. This ain't my business. This is your business. if it's my business and if I made the rules and to where we come to agreement, I'm not going to charge for anything. Is that okay? If you come to some agreement, nothing that you can ever do. But if you don't have no agreement, then you're going to have a lot of issues. So make it plain in the beginning, before you even start anything. Get your paperwork together. Make it plain what you want, what you don't want. And the reason why I say get it on paper is because you didn't say that. Make sure you have your backup papers, your proof. You're going to need that in the long run. Don't let anybody take advantage of you, no matter who it is, no matter how they make you feel. Don't be intimidated. Don't move out of fear. Speak, say what you want in the beginning. Tell them what you want, what you demand, what you worth. As long as there's no crazy, outrageous thing, you know, price. But tell them what you want, what you demand, what you worth. Do some research. Look and see. Whatever you're doing, feel like you're doing something for administration, look up the administration for whatever it is for your state or even different states so you can see what the salary is. Do your homework. Pay attention. Don't let nobody use you. Know the difference. Separate family and business. Like I said, I'm not talking to the ones that they can work with family, people work with family, that your family and do business together and y'all have no issues. That's how y'all set things. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to people that have to get paperwork. It should be like that anyway for anybody, you know, but everybody's different. Know the difference. Separate the two, family from business. And like I said, don't let nobody use you. You know, be very cordial about it, respectful. You know, you don't got to get irate. They don't agree with it, say okay. And if you don't agree with that, say okay, then this is not going to work. Don't be afraid to say that. Speak out. I love y'all. Thank you for joining the broadcast today. Thank you for joining Victoria's Way of Life. I am your host, Georgette Mayberry. Everyone have a blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, don't let anybody use you. Know your worth. Know the difference between family and business. And know how to separate the two in the beginning before anything starts. Make sure y'all have y'all proof. Bye.